गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्ताद शतारिणे श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। बलराम जयंती महोत्सव की जय। श्री बलराम्स आविर्भाव तिथि महोत्सव की जय। हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे इज लॉर्ड बलराम्स अपीयरेंस डे। सो हु इज बलराम? श्री बलराम इज कृष्णस फर्स्ट एक्सपेंशन इन वृंदावन। Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead and his first expansion is Balaram. And this Balaram is Devaki and Vasudev's son. But he was transferred in the womb of Rohini. Rohini was in Vrindavan, in the house of Nanda Maharaj, because of Kamsa's atrocities. Kamsa was persecuting all the Jadus. He imprisoned Vasudev and Devaki. Rohini is another wife of Vasudev. And when the seventh son was conceived, that is Balaram, Balaram was transferred, because you remember the six sons were killed. Six prior sons of Devaki and Vasudev were killed by Kamsa. Then as the seventh son, Balaram appeared. So that Balaram, Kamsa, of course Kamsa cannot kill Balaram, but this is Krishna's pastimes. In the pastimes, Krishna acts in such a way that it looks like it's the happenings of ordinary person's life. But by performing his pastimes, what does Krishna do? Along with his incarnations, by performing his pastimes, he establishes dharma. Dharma sangsthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. And along with that, he does paritranaya sadhunam. It says that he protects paritran. But actually, Krishna gives pleasure to the sadhus, his devotees. That has been described in Damodar Ashtakam. Iti driksha lila bhir ananda kunde shaghoshang nimajjantam akkhappayantam. In this way, Krishna submerges his devotees in an ocean of ecstasy through his pastimes. So, through these pastimes, Balaram appeared, and he appeared to give pleasure to his devotees. Devotees are eager to have the association of the Lord. When you become a devotee, what do you want? Don't you want to have the association of the Lord? So when the devotee's desire to associate with the Lord becomes very intensified, then the Lord appears to give association to his devotees. But the demons, they are inimical to the Lord. So the Lord also gives a chance to the demons to become his enemy. But by becoming his enemy, what do the demons get? Demon gets killed. Vinasaya. the demons get killed. So Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna. And in order to kill Krishna, Kamsa wanted to kill all the children of Devaki. He did that. Although the forecast was that the Daivavani, the divine voice, forecasted that Devaki's eighth son will kill Kamsa. But Kamsa didn't want to take any chance. He killed all the children, all six children. Then Balaram came. So Krishna told Jogamaya, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. So as a result of that, Balaram was transferred to Rohini's womb. And then Krishna came in the womb of Devaki. So because Rohini was residing in Vrindavan, Balaram was born in Vrindavan. And Balaram is non-different from Krishna. He's Krishna. Same personality. Looks exactly the same. Only difference is Krishna is Shyam, Balaram is Balaram is also Gaur. Difference of Gaur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's complexion and Balaram's complexion is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's complexion is like molten gold. He is Gaur like molten gold, and Balaram's complexion is like milk white. He is milk white. So, they grew up together in Vrindavan, Krishna and Balaram. Balaram is Krishna's elder brother, therefore Balaram is Dauji. Dauji. Bade bhai. And Balaram's eternal form is 16 years old. That is what happens. He was born, grew up to 16, didn't change. Although Krishna stayed for 125 years on the planet. But Krishna didn't have white hair and white beard or bald head. He's just 15, going on 16. So that is his Nitya Kishore Roop, eternally juvenile form, eternally youthful form, just about to be 16. And Balaram is elder brother. So although Balaram knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Balaram acts as if he has to protect Krishna. Elder brother. Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj tells Balaram, Balaram, Krishna is going to the forest. Please take care of him. All these demons are trying to cause harm. So you as his elder brother, you take care of him. And Balaram said, yes, I'll do that. And Krishna also acts as Balaram's younger brother. And sometimes they have some naughty pastimes also. They'll do those pastimes together. They'll do those mischiefs together. Sometimes Krishna would steal butter, and the rafter is too high from which the butter pot is hanging. So Krishna cannot reach, so he climbs onto Balaram's back. And he lowers the pot. But sometimes when Krishna does mischief, Balaram also complains to Mother Yashoda. Mother, Krishna ate mud. Mitti khaya. Mother Yashoda says, Krishna, why did you eat mud? Krishna says, I didn't eat mud. So Balaram is lying. Maybe he is lying because we had a fight with each other, so he's unnecessarily complaining to you. So Mother Yashoda says, okay, open your mouth. And when Krishna opened his mouth, what did Mother Yashoda see? Mother Yashoda saw the entire universe in Krishna's mouth. So this is how Krishna plays his pastimes. And Mother Yashoda is surprised. Then she thinks, maybe something went wrong with my brain. And I'm hallucinating. Why should I see this, all these strange things in Krishna's mouth? So this is how Krishna Balaram would play their pastimes. When they were little babies, just about 1 to 2 years old, then sometimes in the courtyard, they would play with the calves. They're cowherd people, they have calves, cows all around. So one of the games they would play, they would hold on to the tail of a calf. And the calf would become afraid and the calf would run. And holding on to the calf, they would be dragged around. Like. The first demon that they killed was Vatsasura, after they grew up. When Krishna Balaram started to graze, started to tend the cows, and so they, when they were 5 years old, they took the calves as an apprentice. They can't take care of, they are learning how to take care of the big cows. So they start off with small cows, the calves. They are small, they take care of small cows. And they went to tend the cows. And then came one demon in the disguise of a calf. And Krishna told Balaram, this calf looks a little strange. It doesn't look like a calf. Maybe it's a demon in disguise. And then, yeah, true, the demon attacked. And what did Krishna do? Krishna that held the caught the calf by its hind legs and started to swing him and swing him and swing him and let it fly. By the time he was swinging, his life air left his body. He was swinging so fast, the air, life air went out of his body. And he threw his dead body, and the dead body fell on some kopitha tree. Kopitha tree is one kind of bale fruit that is not yellow, that is brown. And generally bale is sweet, but this is sour. I have seen some trees here also. Kya bolte hai usko? Kapitha bolte hai. Okay. And that kapitha tree, when it fell, the tree broke. The cow was dead. So this is how Krishna Balaram were performing their pastimes in Vrindavan. There are only most of the demons are killed by Krishna. Balaram killed only two demons. He killed Dhenukasura and he killed Pralambasura. Dhenukasura is a donkey demon. this donkey demon was staying in the Tal forest. In Vrindavan there are 12 forests. One of the forests is Talvan. Vrindavan has 12 forests. And in Talvan, Krishna and Balaram, one day the cowherd boys were feeling hungry. So Krishna was told by the boys. So when they were hungry, they smelt the beautiful fragrance of ripe tal fruit. You don't get tal trees here, but in Bengal and in South India there are lots of tal trees. And in tal fruits, very fragrant, looks very nice, big purple fruit, and has a beautiful fragrance. So they were excited to smell the tal fruit. Said, Krishna, let's go to this forest, tal forest, and have some tal fruit. We are so hungry. Then some boys said, no, don't go there. There's a terrible demon called Dhenukasura, donkey demon. He eats everybody up, whoever goes there. Balaram said, what? Who is this Dhenuka? Do you think we are afraid of anybody? Let's go and see what he does. Let's go and have tal fruit. So Balaram went there, and tal trees are very big trunk. It looks somewhat like coconut trees. So Balaram grabbed that tree, started to shake. So strong. That's why he's Balaram. Baladev. He's so strong. Actually, Gargamuni gave him the names according to his qualities. He is powerful. And he is the giver of pleasure. Therefore, he is Ram. And he was drawn in the womb of Rohini. Of course, he didn't say that, Gargamuni, because he didn't want to disclose it to everybody. But he said, because he will make an alliance between the Nanda Maharaja's family and Vasudev's family, therefore he will be known as Shankarshan. So Balaram is very powerful. So the tal fruit, as he started to shake the tree, the tal fruit started to fall. And tal fruits are big fruits, so when they fall there was a big sound. And then Dhenukasura became very upset. Who entered into my garden? Who entered into my forest? And dares to take my tal fruit? So he came and he saw Balaram. So he tried to, what the donkeys do? Donkeys try to kick with the hind legs. So he came, turned around and tried to kick Balaram with his legs. And what did Balaram do? Balaram grabbed him by his legs and started to swing him overhead. Big demon, but Balaram is so powerful. So like Vatsasura also, this is a nice way of killing the demon. Giving them a nice joy spin. And as a result of that, their life here would leave. So he killed Dhenuka. Then Dhenuka's relatives and friends came and attacked. And Krishna and Balaram had a nice time killing those demons. So in this way, Balaram killed Dhenukasura. Now Balaram is also the original spiritual master. Krishna kills all the demons, but the original spiritual master kills some demons. One demon is this donkey demon. What does the donkey demon do? Donkey demon, donkeys are famous for stupidity. What is the stupidity? Ignorance about Krishna. And as a result of that, we don't want to offer everything to Krishna, especially the fruits of our action. We want to keep the fruits of our actions. Tal fruit, Dhenukasura didn't want to give to anybody. So he wanted to keep it for himself. He can't enjoy it himself, but still he'll hold on to it. So what did Balaram did? He killed that demon and let Krishna and his devotees enjoy all the fruits. So that's what the spiritual master does or supposed to do. Kill the donkey demon in us, the ass, and make us engaged in serving Krishna and offer the results of our actions to Krishna. Generally in mundane world, people try with an intention to enjoy their own fruits of their actions. But spiritual master teaches us to offer those fruits of our actions to Krishna. And that becomes the perfection of our existence. Another demon that Balaram killed was Pralambasura. Pralambasura was a very, very powerful demon. But when all these other demons were killed by Krishna, then Pralambasura, a friend of Kamsa, a servant of Kamsa, they actually became subordinate to Kamsa because Kamsa defeated them all. So they became Kamsa's subordinates. So Pralambasura thought, it's difficult to kill Krishna. So many other demons have been killed by Krishna. So this time I won't try to kill Krishna. I will kill Balaram. Maybe it will be easier to deal with him. And when Balaram is killed, then because Krishna is so attached to Balaram, and if Balaram is killed, then Krishna will die. So he thought this will be an indirect way of killing Krishna. So he went and he disguised himself as a cowherd boy. And the cowherd boys were going to wrestle. They became two teams. Krishna's team and Balaram's team. So the boys were fighting with each other. And Pralambasura decided to deal with Balaram, fight with Balaram. Now, in this fight, there is a condition that the loser has to carry the winner on his back. So Pralambasu lost in front of in his fight with Balaram, and then Pralambasura had to carry Balaram on his back. So he lifted Balaram on his back, but then he started to run. He thought that he will take Balaram away and kill him. And then he assumed his gigantic demoniac form. So these yogis have mystic power, siddhis, yoga siddhis. So we can see that a yogi can be a demon also, or a demon also can be a yogi. It is not that all the yogis are mahatmas. Many yogis are demons. And how do they become? Why are they demons? Because they don't submit to Krishna, but they become opponent of Krishna. They become enemies of Krishna. So at first Balaram couldn't understand what was happening. Like all of a sudden this person became so big. And for a moment Balaram was afraid. What's happening? He's taking me away. Then Krishna told him, Balaram, don't be afraid. Remember who you are. So then Balaram remembered who he was. And he also recognized who this demon was. So what he did, the demon was carrying him on his back. So Balaram with his fist hit the demon on his head. And one punch of Balaram was like 20,000 thunderbolts. And Pralambasura started to vomit from his mouth. Started to vomit blood from his mouth. And he fell dead. So Pralambasura was dead. So in this way, Balaram killed these two demons, Denukasura and Pralambasura. Balaram went to Vrindavan. After they left for Mathura, Krishna and Balaram, then at some point, Krishna told Balaram, why don't you go and pacify these residents of Vrindavan? So just as Krishna has his set of gopis in Vrindavan, Balaram also has his set of gopis. Balaram also has his rasa dance. Just as Krishna dances with the gopis, Balaram also has his rasa dance with the gopis. So one moonlit night, Balaram was dancing with the gopis. Then after the dance, Balaram wanted to play in Jamuna and to cool themselves down. So Balaram called Jamuna. Jamuna, come here. But Jamuna did not listen. So Balaram, he has a very bad temper also. So what did Balaram do? He got hold of his plow and he started to pull Jamuna. And Jamuna became afraid. Saying, okay, I'm coming. Halahati halahita halahati bhiti jamunabham. What did Balaram did? With his hala, with his plow, he pulled Jamuna and Jamuna became very much afraid of Balaram. There is another such incident. When Samba, Krishna's son, fell in love with Lakshmana. Lakshmana is Duryodhan's daughter. So Samba, the Kshatriya, sometimes would forcibly take away some princess. That is accepted in Kshatriya culture. So he went and stole Lakshmana, kidnapped Lakshmana. And when the news reached that Samba has kidnapped Lakshmana, so the Kauravas came, the whole army. Samba could not deal with them. He was defeated and he was captured and brought to Hastinapur. So now the news reached to the Jadus, and Jadus said that they captured Samba, our boy, and kept him imprisoned. Okay, let's go and attack them. So Balaram was very fond of Duryodhan. So he said that, look, there's no need to fight. We are relatives. We are friends. So I will take care of it. So Balaram sent a message on behalf of King Ugrasen that we have been friends, and if these youngsters fell in love with each other, just accept it, let them get married. So when the news was sent by a messenger, Duryodhan was furious. He said, Ugrasen dares to, he actually is subordinate to me. I am the monarch. This Ugrasen is a small king from Mathura, and he is giving me order. You do this, you do that. So in this way, Duryodhan insulted Ugrasen. When Balaram heard that, he said, okay, I'll tell you, I'll show you. So he went with his plow and he started to pull the Hastinapur into Jamuna. He decided to just destroy the whole city of Hastinapur. So then the Kauravas became afraid. They fell at his feet. And said, please forgive us, forgive us. We failed to recognize you. Okay, take our daughter and we release your Samba. So this is another time when Krishna Balaram used his plow to destroy Hastinapur. So in this way, Balaram was performing his wonderful pastimes. Then the time came for the Battle of Kurukshetra. You know, Duryodhan and Arjun both went to Krishna. And they were... Duryodhan actually came first into Krishna's bedroom. And he sat at the head of Duryodhan's bed. Then Arjun came, and Arjun sat at the feet of Krishna at the end of the bed. So when Krishna woke up, he naturally saw Arjun, said, Arjun, when did you come? Duryodhan jumped up. I came before him. You have to listen to me first. Krishna said, but I saw him first. And anyway, so then they made the proposal that the battle is going to be, we are preparing for the battle, and so we have come to you with a proposal to join us, join our side, join my side. So Krishna said, look, I am neutral to both of you. I am not partial to anyone. So what I'll do is, I'll make a condition. If you want me, you'll get me to side with you, but I won't fight for you. Whereas, the other side, those who won't get me, will get my army, Narayani Sena. Anyway, since Arjun is younger, Arjun will have the first one to decide what he wants. Arjun said to Krishna, I want only you. Krishna said, look, I'm not going to fight. Arjun said, you fight or not fight, I want you. Duryodhan became excited. What a fool. What's the use of having Krishna when he's not going to fight for me? So anyway, I won. I got the army. Then Duryodhana also went to Balaram and asked him. But Balaram said, look, I won't side with anyone. This battle is going to be very, very unpleasant. A family feud between two family members, two members of the same family. So Balaram decided to go on a pilgrimage. So when the battle of Kurukshetra was fought, Balaram was not there. He was on a pilgrimage. So when Balaram actually came back, he came to Kurukshetra. When he came to Kurukshetra, not exactly Kurukshetra, it's in a lake near Kurukshetra where Duryodhana was hiding after the battle. So he was insulted. Why are you hiding like a coward? Come up and fight. So then Duryodhana came out of the water. And Duryodhana was given an offer. Duryodhana told that, please don't attack me, all of you together. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, okay, we'll fight just one with you. And you can choose who you're going to fight with. And you can also choose the weapon you want to use. So everyone became worried. Yudhishthira Maharaj told him that if you can defeat one of our brothers, us five, in that battle, then it'll be considered that you won the battle. Krishna was there also. Everybody became worried. Because Duryodhana was very powerful warrior. So, but Duryodhana also had some nobility. Or you can say this Krishna's Yogamaya again. So Duryodhana selected Bhima, who was the most powerful of the Pandavas. And he decided to fight with mace, gada. And because Duryodhana was very expert in mace fight, he was trained by Balaram. That's why Duryodhana was like Balaram's disciple. He learned mace fighting from Balaram. And mace is Balaram's weapon. So the fight started. And although Bhima was more powerful, but Duryodhana was more skillful. He is very, tactically he was very expert. So no one could defeat each other. They are fighting and fighting and fighting for a long time. And Duryodhana, when the Pandavas were away in their exile, and for 12 years of Banavas and 1 year of exile, for these 13 years, Duryodhana used to practice every day with a iron body made of Bhima in the mess. He would practice. And now the time came to challenge Bhima. So when it was going on, like Bhima couldn't defeat Duryodhana, then Krishna actually gave him a sign. Hip. He didn't say it, but Bhima, just seeing that, he got the message. So he made a move that made Duryodhan to jump up, and then he gave a hit. And Duryodhan's thigh broke, his hip broke. His thigh broke, and he fell on the ground. Like a wounded serpent, it has been described. Now, in mess fight, the rule is that one cannot hit below the belt. You have to hit above the belt, not below the belt. So at that time Balaram was present when the fight was going on. So when he saw that Bhima in a inappropriate way hit Duryodhan, so Balaram became very angry. So he was about to attack Bhima. So at that time Krishna stopped him. And he said, look, Bhima actually took a vow. In the assembly, when Draupadi was being insulted and Duryodhan pointing at his thigh indicated to Dushasan to strip Draupadi, at that time Bhima took a vow that he would kill him by hitting him, breaking his thigh. So for a Kshatriya, when he takes a vow, to fulfill his vow is lawful. So in this way Krishna pacified Balaram. There's a beautiful anecdote also about Balaram's getting married to Revati. Revati was the daughter of the king Revata. And Revati was so beautiful and so qualified that her father wanted to have a suitable husband but couldn't find a suitable husband for her in the whole world. So he decided to go to Lord Brahma to tell him who is the suitable husband of Revati. So when he went to the, it actually happened in Satyuga. Revati was from Satyuga. So he went to Lord Brahma in Satyaloka with his daughter to ask Brahma who would be the suitable husband. But when he was waiting in Brahma's Brahmaloka, Satyaloka, what is Satyaloka's calculation of time? 1 second is 1 year. So he had to wait, and so many thousands of years, millions of years actually went by. And so Brahma said that Balaram is her husband, suitable husband. Go and you'll find him there. So when King Revata came back, he found that Satyayuga went by, Treta Yuga went by, and it's almost Dwapar Yuga coming to an end. So he found Balaram. And when he came, he found that people became very small. Satyayuga people were so big. And in Treta Yuga they became smaller, and in Dwapar Yuga they became even smaller. So he found that all these people became very small. So Revati was so big. So Balaram said, don't worry. So he took his plow and he put it over her head and pulled. And she became small. She became according to his size. So that is how Revati was accepted by Balaram as his wife. And Another very remarkable incident is, Dwapar Yuga is about to end, Kali Yuga is about to begin. So in the forest of Naimisharanya, the sages were assembled to find out, that has been described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Naimishe Animesha Kshetre Rishaya Savana Kadaya. So they all assembled in Naimisharanya. So Balaram, just while he was traveling, he just arrived there. And seeing Balaram, everybody stood up. Only Romaharshan Sutta, the reciter, who was actually instructing them on the teachings of Vedas, or Srimad Bhagavatam Vedanta, he didn't stand up, thinking that, oh, he's a big Bhagavat reciter, so he doesn't have to stand up when Balaram came. So Balaram became quite upset. He felt that this man is not fit to recite Srimad Bhagavatam or Puranas. So what did Balaram do? Balaram picked a grass, just touched him. And Romaharshan Sutta was dead. Just by touching him with a blade of grass, killed him. Now, Romaharshan Sutta is dead. Now who is going to recite the Puranas, which they were doing at that time, to find out what is the solution for this age? So then Balaram suggested that Romaharshan Sutta's son, Ugrasrava Sutta, can take that place. And that is how Sutta Goswami, Ugrasrava Sutta, recited the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this way Balaram is the original spiritual master, and without a spiritual master we cannot understand Krishna. Without the mercy of Balaram we cannot approach Krishna. And this Balaram appeared as Nityananda Prabhu. When Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Balaram came as Nityananda Prabhu. Hano Nitai Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, we cannot get Radha Krishna, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without Nityananda's mercy, we cannot get Radha Krishna. Without Balaram's mercy, we cannot get Krishna. Therefore, we have to serve Balaram, please him. And that's why our whole culture is based on the approaching Balaram for getting Krishna's mercy. Thank you very much. We'll take a few questions next few minutes. Few minutes are there. Yeah.
Like in the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra, Lakshman appeared as the younger brother of but whereas in the pastimes of Krishna, he appeared as the elder brother. So, any specific reason why this?
Yeah, very good. This point has been described in a Puran that when Lord Ramchandra killed Ravan, rescued Sita, and came back to Ayodhya, there was a big celebration, and everyone was glorifying Lord Ramchandra for his wonderful activity, for his killing of Ravan and Kumbhakarna and all the other demons and rescuing Sita. So at that time, Agastya Muni, who was present there, he said, actually the credit, real credit, goes to Lakshman. because it is Lakshman who actually killed Indrajit. Unless Indrajit was killed, killing of Ravan would have been impossible. So, everyone was surprised. Why? Ravan was the terrible demon. He said, no. Killing Indrajit would have been impossible because Indrajit had a boon that he would be killed only by one who did not eat anything for 14 years and who had been a brahmachari for 14 years. So then Ramchandra said, brahmacharis don't look at a woman, the face of a woman even. So Sita was there, so how can Lakshman be a brahmachari? Because he was seeing Sita. Then Agastya told him that, yeah, he was there with Sita, but he never looked at Sita's face. He only looked at Sita's feet. And so then Ramchandra remembered, yes. When in Rishwamukpar mountain, the monkeys showed these ornaments of Sita, I showed them to Lakshman and I asked him, Lakshman, do you recognize these to be Sita's ornaments? Then Lakshman said, Lakshman could recognize only one thing. That is the ankle bell of Sita. Because Lakshman said that he did not look up above her feet. The ornament that she was wearing in her feet, he could recognize only that ornament. So Ramchandra said, fine, but how do you say that Lakshman was anahari, did not eat anything for 14 years? Because every day I used to give him a fruit. So then Lakshman replied, yes, you used to give me a fruit, but you told me, take it. You didn't ask me to eat it. So because you didn't ask me to eat it, I didn't eat it. I gave it back to the forest. So Ramchandra told Hanuman, go and see if the fruits are there in the forest. Now by the touch of Lakshman and Ram, the fruits became also immortal. So they were there. So Hanuman counted all the fruits and found that four fruits are short. So Ramchandra said, so four fruits you ate? Then Lakshman said, no, actually on four days you forgot to give me the fruits. The day when we got the news of our father's disappearance, that day you forgot to give me the fruit. The day Sita was stolen, kidnapped by Ravan, that day you forgot to give me the fruit. The day I got hit by Shakti, then that day you didn't give me the fruit. And the day Sita's Agni Pariksha was taking place, that day also you forgot to give me the fruit. So then Ramchandra said, as a younger brother, you underwent so many difficulties. Because you are my younger brother, you serve me and like my menial servant, and you underwent so many troubles. Because I didn't tell you to eat, you did not eat. You just took the fruit, didn't eat it. So I feel very bad that for me, for my sake, you underwent so many difficulties. Because you are my younger brother. So in my next pastimes, you will become my elder brother. So that is how Lakshman in the next pastimes became Balaram. Well, this is one way to look at one. Krishna, through his pastimes, performs many wonderful activities. But Balaram is eternal, and their relationship with each other is eternal, and Balaram is eternally Krishna's elder brother. Thank you, Hare Krishna. So I'll stop now. It's already 5 o'clock. Okay, so I'll be leaving now. And so I'll just have the darshan and I'll go straight. So I have a request that when I leave, it will be the time of deity greetings and Guru Puja. You all don't leave the temple room following me. Today is a special day also, Balaram Jayanti, so you all stay in the temple. Have a very nice Guru Puja of Srila Prabhupada. Okay, everybody will remember that? Only those who will go with me. I think Bimal is coming with me. And Radhapada already left. Oh, Raghav Pandit, maybe you can come. So we can discuss, and Vivek will be driving, right? Okay. So only 3 persons are allowed to leave. You all stay in the temple room. Okay, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare.